Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zolo Verhals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Hunt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Allison scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Zolo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Stenhouse scores. Brinkman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Twins. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McCabe now catching. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Buster Narum now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Retzer for a passed ball. Power scores. Oliva moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Joe McCabe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCabe hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Buster Narum. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Duckworth now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stegman strikes out. 1 out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. There goes Allen. The throw from Retzer to second, and Allen is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry now pitching. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke bunts towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skowron moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Ken Retzer. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Skowron scores. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Twins. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Brumley now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Don Leppert pinch hits for Jim Duckworth. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert strikes out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Joe McCabe. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0-for-3 in the game. Ver Alse hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allison, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's Twins, 6, Senators, 6. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to second. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locke is walked intentionally. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a fly ball towards center. Allison catches it and throws to second to double up Skowron. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 6. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-4 in the game. Cottier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rijik. Allison moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Locke. Allen reaches second base with a double. There goes Zimmerman trying to get to home. Locke throws the ball into Cotier, who relays the ball to Brumley, who tags Zimmerman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Bob Allison now playing left field. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-4 in the game, with two triples and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive towards the mound. Plyce catches it and throws to first to double up Hinton. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.